Charles, if you have questions for the coaches here this morning, just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon, and we'll get those questions into the coaches. We begin this morning with the head coach at North Carolina A&T, Vincent Brown. Good morning, Coach Brown.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are too. Certainly a tough Saturday for your team up at Towson. You get down 31 to nothing, but battle back and put a couple of touchdowns on the board in the fourth quarter to fall 31-13. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Clearly we didn't play well enough to win the game. I thought, early on we had some struggles defensively. The first couple of drives, quick scores by Towson, who did a great job offensively. I felt like defensively we kind of settled in after the first couple of quick scores and started to play well enough to keep them off the board. But offensively, our struggles continued, unable to move the ball. We had a couple of untimely penalties that were drive killers, had some turnovers or a costly turnover on the third down that, was a big momentum swing for. So overall, just, not able to protect the quarterback. So it's really a challenging day for us.
I know you went back to Justin Fombi. He had played some earlier, but went back to him in the fourth quarter, and he's able to lead a couple of drives and put a couple of touchdowns on the board there in the last 9 minutes. What does that say about your team that they continued to battle throughout, and what went into the decision to put Justin back in the game?
I feel like our guys came out and fought to the very end. There's a no quit, never die mindset here. And we felt like Justin was going to give us the best chance at that particular point of the game to produce some points. We had been struggling to move the ball consistently. And so we felt like Justin would give us an opportunity to produce points, build some momentum going into our final game of the season.
We've talked over the last few weeks how you've worked some younger guys into the lineup, and Cortez Lane and Antoine Bell, a couple of redshirt freshmen, both have TD catches in that last stretch. And just talk about their upside.
Antoine is really kind of blossomed for us. We've seen it over the last several weeks in practice, hasn't had a chance to really play in the games much. And so when Anthony Rucker went down, his opportunity came, and he made a couple of big plays for us. Cortez Lane is a true freshman. We think will be a really talented player. He's just young. Got an opportunity to play quite a few young guys on both sides of the ball, especially on the back end with the number of injuries there. And so, we know there's brighter days ahead. We're just kind of taking our lumps right now, as we go with some of these younger players.
Braxton Thomas got some action again. He's played in four games now this season. How do you think getting this playing experience will help him down the road?
I spoke to Braxton and the coaches. Like, there's nothing like playing experience, and for a young guy to go out and see the speed at which things happens, the multiplicity of coverages that you're going to see throughout the course of the season, I think it's going to benefit him in his long-term development. He showed some flashes of being able to run with the football on Saturday, pull the ball down a couple of times. We got to continue to develop him in his vision as a passer, and I think he has a very bright future.
Defensively, big afternoons from both Cade Molitor, 16 tackles, Steven Davis had 13 and a forced fumble. Those guys have been big contributors for you all year long, continue to play well on Saturdays. Talk about the day they've had and maybe the seasons that they've had.
Yeah, so we put a lot on Cade to really drive the show for us defensively, and he's still a young player, but he plays with grit. He's got very good instincts. He's tough. Football's important to him. He's really the kind of young man that we're trying to build our program around, that understands, the importance of academics and football, and doing things the right way. And then Steven Davis has really been, a really bright spot for us defensively, a kid who, local kid whose dad played here. He stepped up and done whatever we asked, whether it be corner, safety. He's been an impact player in the kicking game for us and really one of the few bright spots for us this season.
Final home game on Saturday, which means senior day. Some guys that have been with you now a couple of years. Just talk about that group.
We're going to lose some veteran players, especially on the offensive line, kids that have come in and really tried to do everything that we've asked them to do. They've fought hard. They've embraced some of the things that we're trying to instill long term. And you hate to see them go, especially going out with the way we've performed over the course of the season. But, as we talk to our kids all the time, you have to be able to eliminate the things that cause you to lose games. And we're sitting at where we are because of our inability to do that. But very proud of the fight that our kids have displayed throughout the course of the season and looking forward to a very tough and exciting game this Saturday against Elon.
Yeah, let's talk about Elon a little bit. Obviously, a nearby rival for you guys, and a team that comes in on a three-game winning streak. As you've started to look at them, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
The quarterback is playing really, really well. Their running back, number 23, he's got close to 500 yards and six touchdowns in the last three games. He's a tough runner. Chandler Brayboy, I've always felt like he's one of the better receivers in the CAA and, big time playmaker. They got a great scheme offensively that they've had in place since Coach Trisciani's been there. They give you a lot of different looks. They know how to get the ball into the hands of their playmakers. And so offensively, they present some real challenges. Up front, they got two big guys that are very active inside defensively. Caleb Curtin's one of the better defensive players in the conference. And so they do a really good job. Probably one of the better, five and six teams that I've seen.
This season, we've talked on these calls about all the injuries that you've dealt with through this season. It has to be frustrating. But in year two, do you feel like you've been able to make some progress with these guys?
I do. I mean, a lot of the things that, from a development and program standpoint that don't show up on Saturday, we see it day to day, how the kids practice, how they prepare, the mindset of not giving up. So those are foundational things that we believe we can build on, and have a very bright future here.
What do you feel like the next steps are? Obviously, recruiting is part of that, but to get the program where you'd like it to be.
We recruiting first and foremost, finding young men that can come in and really become playmakers for us on both sides of the ball. We need to build more depth up front on both the offensive and defensive lines. And then we got to find consistent quarterback play to match the top teams in the conference.
All right, Coach. Thanks very much for your time today. All season long, it's been great having you start this call off every week, and I look forward to talking to you here in the future.